If you think of the island of New Guinea as a huge bird, Milne Bay lies between the tail feathers all the way to the east. Until recently, Milne Bay province and its capital, Alotau, enjoyed a reputation as one of the most peaceful areas in PNG and a favorite tourist destination. Last August, armed robbers hit a dive resort in Alotau and left with the wallets, cell phones, and cameras of 20 foreign visitors. Violence has spiraled since. Tommy Baker, the alleged ringleader, escaped from a prison in Port Moresby on October 3rd. Since then, he's acquired notoriety, armed followers, and public support. In November, a speeding police vehicle killed a young mother and her son in a traffic accident in Alotau. The next day, police fired warning shots to break up a protest. They say they feared that Tommy Baker's gang would use the unrest as cover to start looting. Since then, there have been at least two shootouts with police and several killed and injured on both sides. In the course of one pursuit, police burned more than a dozen houses. Baker's men burned houses at a police barracks in retaliation. Provincial Police Commander George Bayagao told RNZ Pacific that Baker has tapped into anti-police sentiment. He's telling the people, "I'm not here for you, but I am here for the policemen." PNG Prime Minister Peter O'Neill has branded Baker a terrorist and sent police reinforcements to Milne Bay. Authorities have also opened investigations into police conduct. Tommy Baker remains at large. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.